George Washington, our deadest president, was born from sheer evolution from a single cell to a full-grown man in a matter of weeks. His first order of business was to shave his hair off his head and surgically implant bleached horse hair onto his own skull to get that powdered wig look. Washington was commonly seen carrying an axe, who he called his trusty sawhorse, mainly to confuse people. With old trusty sawhorse, he built the Roman aqueducts out of papier-mâché. Some say that he is the reason there is continental drift. There is supposedly a boot print at the point of where the continents broke apart. Science is still wondering. Washington used Antarctica as his icebox, where he mainly used to store ice for a drink that he called the original White House, which was a drink that is now called the White House Teeny, which is part White House and part teeny. George Washington was once known to reach through the fabric of time and meet a counterpart of himself in an alternate universe. Alternate Washington, sick of his own universe, grabbed Washington Prime's hand and got pulled back into our universe. To differentiate the two Washingtons, alternate Washington grew a goatee. After weeks of alternate Washington living in this universe, he got sick of being nice. He was commonly seen with a bottle in one hand and a baseball bat in the other, carjacking random people. When Washington Prime heard of this, his head almost exploded from pure rage. "How couldeth alternate me do such as things?" he pondered. Realizing he had believed to violate some alternate dimensional law, he grabbed old trusty sawhorse and went to put an end to his counterpart. The two fought for 2 months, 2 weeks, and 2 hours. With each passing blow, they got weaker and weaker. Washington Prime smashed alternate Washington with his axe, and alternate Washington struck Washington Prime with his bat. The hits could be heard around the world, and on two cowboy planets in a near alternate dimension. Both slumped down, dead, then put into their respective graves. The White House was built upon them, and that's why they call them the Foundationing Fathers. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.